Paula Dawson is next. Paula is one interesting lady. She's a physiatrist in Kingston, Jamaica. She's fellowship trained in spine and sports rehabilitation. Currently, she's one of the few physiatrists in the entire country of Jamaica and one of only three in the whole of the Caribbean. Her practice ranges from general rehab to high-level, world-class Olympic gold medal champions. The depth and breadth of her practice may be as varied as any physiatrist anywhere. Here's Dr. Dawson.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Marty. As Marty said, I'm from Jamaica. I'm actually the only physiatrist in Jamaica, and I kind of came up on physiatry because I used to play national soccer and cricket. You guys probably don't know cricket. Cricket is like baseball with a flat bat rather than a round bat. This is the front of our university. If you look in the background, you can see a little rainbow. That's why I actually returned to Jamaica a year ago. So the goals are just going to go through PM&R in the Caribbean. There's an interesting referral system where I work, where how we see patients. I'm going to talk a little bit about academics as key, each one teach one, which is my policy, the importance of team approach, and why it's important to be an AA PM&R member, and the hope for the future of PM&R in the Caribbean. So right now we have three physiatrists in the Caribbean. I'm in Jamaica. There's one in Barbados, and there's one in the Bahamas, who I met last night for the first time. Quite interesting. I'm the only one who does spine and musculoskeletal and sports. So as a result of that, I get referral from across the Caribbean. I have recently been getting referrals through AA PM&R because I am a member and I'm board certified in PM&R. So Ohio Workman's Comp somehow found me online and sent a patient to me in Kingston to an IME. So it's good to be an AA PM&R member. It's good to be board certified. So people can find you online. Sometimes that's not necessarily good. So the University of the West Indies is or was originally the only medical school in the Caribbean, and so we serve the whole Caribbean, what we call CARICOM, Caribbean communities. Now, when I return to Jamaica, like some of you who come from small towns, a lot of people will not know what PM&R is. And if you want to go back home, you may have to build your own niche. You have to educate the people. So what I did was I did a lot of radio interviews, TV interviews, and newsprint. Almost every month for the year I've been there, I was in the media, so much so that I'm on the social pages now, which I don't really like. But it works because I kind of focus everything to the PM&R. We get a lot of referrals from colleagues in the hospital and word of mouth from our patient. So my responsibilities, one of the important things is I love to teach. I teach medical students first and second years. I've convinced the medical people to include PM&R in the curriculum, so I know I'm a part of the core curriculum. In addition to that, we have a physical therapy school where I actually teach the final year physical therapy students. And I select areas of rehab, for example, lower back pain, neck pain, things that people find interesting. So I go around to the different residency program and I teach the medical residents, ortho residents, peds residents, and the A&E residents. A&E in Jamaica is accident and emergency. You guys call it emergency medicine. Clinical responsibility, we have a physiatry clinic. We actually share space with the ortho guys. Although I wanted to do adult, being in Jamaica, I actually see everybody, peds and adults. I see everything. I do a few inpatient consults, both adults and peds, and we have a sports medicine clinic, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about, and in addition to that, I kind of have private practice. So as an academic person, you're allowed 2 half-days per week. I do some procedures, peripheral joint in the office. I do fluoroscopic guided injections and some other fluoroscopic musculoskeletal injections and spasticity injections. Sports medicine, we see national teams. What we have done is, when I went there, they had like a hodgepodge of medicine for sports, for seeing athletes, and I kind of formalized something called UWI Sports Medicine Clinic. So right now we were lucky to be able to treat the two main teams, the team with Asafa Paul, who held the world record up until 2005 for the 100-meter, and now we also treat Usain Bolt, who is the current world record holder. One of the important things of working in Jamaica is you can't do it alone. And I was telling Dr. Press, I have a problem saying I. I like to say we. And in an interview recently, they asked me, who are we? We is everybody. We is who help you to prepare the clinic, the nurses, the staff, the physiotherapists. So it is always a team approach. And that's a wonderful thing about physiatry. It is a team approach. So I collaborate with a lot of AAPM&R members. Dr. Press has been in Jamaica. Some people from RIC have been there before, and some other people from across the world. I do a lot of presentation, as I say. So our outpatient clinic, in a typical day, I see a little young man who witnessed the murder and was assaulted. He was told that he probably wouldn't be able to walk again or use his left hand. And on examination, I was like, there's no way he cannot walk. I didn't tell him that. So we've put together the first multidisciplinary team. And as a physiatrist, you get to understand multidisciplinary team approach is important. PT, OT, psych, and those things. So the importance of this slide is not to teach you how to treat spasticity or brain injury. It's that the importance of the team. You have the PT here, the OT, the PT again, and the psychologist. So that's the importance of this slide. It's a team approach. At 6 months, he was standing with 75% assistant. This is him. Oops. Okay, here we go. At 6 months, he was standing with 75% assistant just to get up. As you can see here, without the team approach, we have right here in the picture, you have the team PT and OT helping him to stand. He doesn't have an AFO on the right foot, which he needed at that time at 6 months. So we move on in our presentation. At a year, he was standing much better. Why? Because I had a team who came down from Gillette Children who was able to help with making orthotics for him. And when you talk to him as a young adult and you're like, what is it? What's your hobby? He says his favorite hobby is walking, something that we all take for granted. And as you can see here, he has a brace on his right leg. These are some of the things we take for granted. Another day, a gunshot wound to the head patient came in with, in a fetal position, all in a ball. He wasn't able to sit or do anything, really. In a wheelchair, it's very uncomfortable for the sacral area. Again, put the team together, injected him, and he's now able to sit, something we'd all take for granted. And that's the wonderful thing about being a physiatrist. You improve the quality of someone's life, as simple as it might be. He has now 90 degrees at his knees, and he's able to sit. I still get to do some fluoro in Jamaica. It's kind of overkill for steroid. You have to do it in the OR. You have to mask up and scrub, and the nurse comes and puts things on your hand. You don't really need that, but that's what we do in Jamaica. I do some shoulder injections and a few hips and knees throughout the year. Collaborating, this is a cadaveric workshop that we do every year, kind of on the line of what ISIS and AAPMNR does, where we bring down, if you can see, Josh Wittenberg, he's from RIC, and Christoph Plasteros are in this picture. We actually teach the other doctors in Jamaica to do fluoro. This is a team that came down last week, actually, from Gillette Children. We're actually making those braces that you see on the right, we actually made them in the lab. I lost my manicure making the brace, wasn't very happy. But here, they brought the stimulator down, so we're now able to do fetal. This is what we do it for, to see the smiles on the children's face. I never started out wanting to do peds, because I get too attached. But when the children and the adults get better, it makes it worthwhile. Sports clinic, as I mentioned to you before, you get to travel with the team here. This picture at the top right I actually took when Usain was training. In the middle picture, Asafa Paul, he was a world record holder until Usain took it from him. Asafa had some injuries, but he's a little bit better now. The picture on the right was the night when Usain broke the 200-meter record. That shirt he has on, he actually gave it to a guy on a bike who's like, can I get your shirt? And he just threw it at him, and the guy went, oh, this is the best day of my life, and he drove off. The picture up here, this is the team that came earlier in January. The guy on the your left is Usain's coach. He's a really nice guy. And the team down the bottom, that's a 4x4 female. The future of PMNR in Jamaica, I'm kind of like an architect who actually drew that. Dr. Percival may recognize it. Kind of looks like SSRC, where we worked in Chicago. I'm kind of modeling where I work with some other hospital to design the Rehabilitation Institute of the Caribbean, RIC, little c, RI, little c. These are the people who already visited Jamaica. These are the people on call. The wonderful thing is cell phone in Jamaica is kind of not free, but everybody has two cell phones. You'll see my next picture. There's a straight line between everybody who I've trained with and some people I've not trained with. So I'm in the middle of examining the patient. I'm like, hold on, you called somebody, so and so and so. That's a good thing about being a part of a good family, a part of AAPMNR. There is great support from everyone. So the life of a physiatrist can be a little bit busy. You may have two cell phones. In Jamaica, we have two carriers. It's very expensive to call one and the other, so everybody has two cell phones. So sometimes both cell phones ring. You have to actually talk on both. But at the end of the day, if you look in the background, there's a pool. You can go and relax. So physiatry is a good area to be in.